Here's our initial simulation. As I explained, there are additional trees left in there, which I believe they're likely to be left in the end. And then the balloon chest over here. So each of these, even though there are some differences, we think are representative of the types of views you will see as you would walk out the causeway onto the western shore of Sears Island. It depends on where you are. If you're further up the causeway towards Route 1, more of the vegetation up here, the vegetation up here on the east side of the tracks will be left, and it's taller, so it will obscure more of the tank. As you move out onto the island, there may be places that you have a narrow corridor where you could look up and see more of the tank, like you do in these simulations here. They're all equally representative of the sorts of views you're going to get from the causeway in Sears Island in our view. So, having looked at visual impact in several different ways, the 3D model is something that in my experience from a long career has never been requested in the past, but certainly it's a useful tool. It's a way to fine-tune a simulation. You can get additional detail in there, especially when it comes to replicating the topography of your built site and the structures on the site. Putting all these things together in the number of ways that it was done, the different people that did it, the number of locations that were looked at all across the area. We certainly hope that you feel comfortable that you've been supplied with plenty of information on how you can evaluate what the visual impact is. And certainly we believe that when you do assess that impact in the context of Map Point and Route 1 with its commercial development, that the only reasonable conclusion is that it's not going to change the scenic character of that part of the shoreline nor of the town of Searsport. It's going to be one more tank along with the other tanks that are currently present. And Kelly pointed out earlier that while you ultimately have to make this decision and these applications yourselves, and we appreciate that, certainly you also hopefully you understand that you're not the only ones that have been involved in this, and this particular issue has been looked at by state and federal agencies already. The Maine Historic Preservation Commission, in terms of the potential impact on historic structures, concluded that the historic properties in and around town would not be adversely affected by the project. The Maine DEP then took that conclusion, because they rely on the Maine Historic Preservation Commission to evaluate impacts on architectural and archaeological resources. They took that conclusion in combination with our simulations from Sears Island. And again, when mentioned in their conclusions, they state that looking at the truck traffic and land-based activities at Sprague and Irving facilities, the Irving Oil gas station, convenience store, restaurants, motels, and other commercial establishments that dominate the immediate area in the proposed site, and that these land uses and activities have been in this area for many years and are existing. Therefore, when you look at this proposed development in the context of the existing and surrounding visual quality and visual impact, it's found to be acceptable in their view. So the Maine DEP came to that same conclusion. And then lastly, the Army Corps of Engineers looked at this in great detail. Their evaluation of the project went far beyond anything I've ever experienced in terms of its public interest review, which includes things like visual assessment, economics, safety, security. They arrived at basically the same conclusion, acknowledging, as we do, that the tank will be at least partially visible from certain vantage points on Route 1 and the islands and on the bay, that it's screened compared to the unscreened view of the existing tank farm and the rail lines, and again they reiterated the conclusion drawn by the Maine Historic Preservation Commission in terms of its effect on architectural structures. So the same conclusion has been made by several different state and federal agencies. So that's the end of what we wanted to discuss about visual impact in itself, in terms of that assessment. But the Corps does mention that the lighting aspect, which we recognize and certainly want to make sure that you're comfortable with that. They conclude that the impacts are minimized to the extent practical and can be compared to the existing lighting on the Mack Point complex. So in order to show you how we would agree with that, this is one of the simulations done in the lighting plan that you have in your application. It shows, you know, from overhead, the lights, if all the lights are on, which will not be the case, the typical operation will be only those areas where there's people actively working will be lit, and the other lights will be off. But if you got all the lights on, and you look at this representation, you can see the light just doesn't go beyond the boundaries of the facility. It's well confined. And then lastly, here's just a photo that we took of what the existing Mack Point facility looks like from Sears Island. Pretty well lit up, so we don't think there's a particularly large effect from our facility with its much more directed light. So that's all I have. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to your questions.
We're going to switch now and do a panel on safety because we know that the board has been interested in that.